the DA was yesterday handed unexpected mayoral chains, handed those chains by an agreement, and the exact nature and genesis of that agreement is, as most things are, contested, but an agreement between Action and SA to vote for DA candidates rather than ANC candidates. And that happened in Tshwane, it happened in Ekurhuleni, it happened in Johannesburg, it happened in Mogale City, it happened in Sedibeng. And there is, I think, an expectation that in the next few hours, the DA's candidate for mayor of Itekwini, Linda Graham, will be announced as the mayor. Although that meeting is taking quite a long time to get going. The ANC wants to replace, a member who was elected to the council has resigned. And there's a handwritten note saying we're replacing him with so-and-so. And some parties, including the DA, are objecting to that on procedural grounds. And so things are not moving along terribly quickly. The general sense that I had yesterday as mayoral chain after mayoral chain landed in the DA's lap was, is this a case of poisoned chalice? How deep is that chalice? How toxic is the poison? Let's ask former DA leader Tony Leon. Tony, good afternoon. Opportunity? Of course it's an opportunity, but is it an opportunity with a reasonable chance of delivering success and political growth?
Hi, John. Yes, well, it's an opportunity with, as you indicated yesterday, fraught with a lot of danger and freighted now with, you know, high expectations, which might be difficult to meet. On the other hand, of course, you know, as I wrote this morning, you'd rather wake up today as John Steenhuisen than as Cyril Ramaphosa, because these are the problems of relative success rather than object failure. I think it's going to be very hard. Look, I think it'll be easier in some jurisdictions than others. As Tshwane that was the one that the DA had very high confidence on Monday morning they were going to take, and they would do it in a fairly straightforward fashion without any formal agreements, but they'd have a majority and they'd constitute a multi-party coalition. I don't know if that's going to happen, but that seemed to be the expectation on the DA side before events unfolded as dramatically as they did. The others are as you describe it. I mean, they were elected, I think to everyone's surprise, perhaps most of all the DA mayors were elected, on the back of votes, as you indicate, from EFF and from Action SA, which were neither sought nor suggested before the actual vote itself from the DA perspective. So, the question is what now? On the opportunity side, I do think there are some opportunities. Obviously, being power, even if it's a fragile power, is better than being marooned out of it. And if you are the mayor, executive mayor, these are all executive mayoralties rather than executive committee systems outside of Durban, which we don't know the result of. You know, you do actually on a day-to-day basis have quite a lot of ability to do things. The biggest hurdle you face, there are two. The one is to pass a budget. But as I understand it, John, the budget process is only around about next June. So really, whoever the mayors are, wherever they are, they do have about 6 months to start moving along and doing things and, you know, launching projects and showing that they care and that they attend to ratepayers and residents' needs and so on. And they can create actually quite a strong following wind for success. So, then, of course, they have to pass a budget, and that is, it does require a majority. Now, so they've got some issues. I think the people who lifted them to power, the two other opposition parties, the EFF and Action SA, have also got some problems because I think they were tactically very clever what they did, and we've seen these dramatic results. But I don't know if they had an overall strategy. Maybe they do. But, I mean, they can't collapse these administrations 5 minutes after installing them. Otherwise, they will just look ridiculous.
Yeah. But it's not something that the DA, well, they couldn't have turned it down because it was the result of a vote, so they had to accept it. But I do wonder.
Well, they could have withdrawn their candidates and left the ANC in play, but that would have not gone down too well with the electorate, I don't think.
Because my sense of it, and I put the analysis to Helen Ziller yesterday, that what Action SA and the EFF get is the satisfaction of voting the ANC out of office and putting the DA in a position which has low chances of success. So it perhaps gives them a higher political platform to stand on in a couple of years' time, where they've been separate from the fray. The ANC, we know, has been troubled for many years, and look how badly the DA has performed with the mayoral chains.
That's entirely possible. Although perhaps you being rather generous in having a long term. I'm not sure this was so much of a long term idea as actually taking short term advantage of the absolute headline fact that you've been reiterating since the 1st of November, and many other commentators, and that is that the ANC for the first time in 12 elections, national and local, has gone below 50%. And now, you know, the sharks are in the water and it's everywhere. To me, even more amazing was, you know, some of these results yesterday coming out of Limpopo, which is absolute ANC stronghold, where the DA mayor was elected in Tabazimbi or some such place. And, in Louis Trichard, there was some extraordinary result. And so I think you've seen the unraveling of the ANC. That is a big political fact. How the DA, with its mayors, deals with this fact administratively in its day-to-day performance of duties, obviously they've got to do their very best, and it is going to be dangerous. But, I think there are, to go back to my first point, there are some opportunities, and they need to take full advantage of the power that they've got, the opportunity they have, long or short though it may be. And, the EFF and the Action SA do not have as much power as they appear to have, because these councils only get together on a plenary basis every few months, and they can bring a motion of no confidence, I guess, and the budget's an annual thing. In all the days, weeks, and months in between that, whoever is the mayor appoints a mayoral committee of their own choosing, and they then can get on and administer the city. So, I don't think it's going to be so easy to simply make that into disruptive chaos on a daily basis. But we'll
yeah,
see.
But I mean, they certainly will try. I mean, part of the strategy of particularly the EFF, and I'm not quite sure how closely aligned Action SA and the EFF are becoming, whether this was just a strategic once-off alliance, but the other political parties are not going to be making it easy for the ANC to govern in the very, very sort of delicate circumstances in which they are going to have to try and govern.
The DA, you mean to govern?
The DA, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. No, absolutely they're not, and least of all the ANC. Look, I think, strange enough, beyond the political dynamics that have been unleashed, I think there's a big administrative challenge. I think it's much bigger than, whether the EFF and Action SA makes daily life difficult for DA mayors they've installed. I think it is, to use a favorite phrase from over the seas, I think the ANC has succeeded in establishing a deep state inside most of those municipal administrations which they lost control of on Monday and Tuesday. And while the politicians obviously were ejected from the mayoralty and the exco's on the ANC side, all those officials, all those cadres who were deployed deep into the administration remain. And, they have absolutely no incentive to make a DA or any opposition government successful. And I think that's where the greater problem is going to lie, and that's where whoever is mayor in whichever city or town needs to apply their immediate attention, in my view.
Tony Leon, thank you for sharing your view, former leader of the DA.